Now, Tehran has slammed the anti-Iran remarks made by U.S. President Donald Trump during his recent trip to Paris. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Behram Qasemi says the new leaders at the White House should learn lessons from the past and only use the language of respect when dealing with the Iranian people. Qasemi stressed that the U.S. president's advisors are unaware of the realities and too far behind the developments unfolding in Iran, the region, and beyond. Qasemi advised the Trump administration should realize that rebellions are the result of their own selfish and anarchistic measures, which are being followed by their self-willed, aggressive, and occupying allies. Last week, Trump called Iran a threatening Rouge regime during a press conference in Paris. To discuss that further, and I join with Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, who is an author and political scientist, and he's joining us live now from Boston. Dr. Afrasiabi, what did you make of Trump's comments in Paris?
Well, I was not surprised because we also heard a lot of other similar anti-Iran and Iranophobic statements by both President Trump and other White House officials. However, I think that it falls on deaf ears, particularly in France, where since the signing of the Iran nuclear deal, we have seen a whole new chapter of Iran-French relations with energy, manufacturing, and other important agreements signed between the two countries. So Trump's lobbying, particularly at the recent G20 summit, to convince the European leaders to shy away from doing business with Iran, is not going to happen, and the U.S. will be isolating itself if it persists with this counterproductive approach toward Iran, because as you know, we are now on the verge of the second anniversary of the Iran nuclear deal, actually yesterday, and the U.S. is certifying that Iran is in compliance. However, U.S. itself is not in compliance with the letter and spirit of the nuclear agreement, particularly those aspects that forbid the signing countries from taking actions contrary to the letter and the spirit of the nuclear agreement.
So, Dr. Afrasiabi, you know, when we look at Trump's foreign policies in general, of course, they do seem kind of haphazard. So, but on Iran, he has been quite consistent, even as candidate, even as president. Why is that, do you think? Why is there this consistency when it comes to his anti-Iran stance?
In fact, I really think that Trump has been very inconsistent, because if you compare his anti-Iran nuclear deal rhetoric during his campaign, it's not consistent with his going along with the JCPOA and now reconfirming that Iran is in compliance. You add the counterterrorism issue that Iran is a bulwark, and Trump himself admitted that Iran is fighting ISIS, etc. So I really think the problem is incoherence, contradictoriness, and the paradoxical aspects of the Trump administration's policy toward Iran that shows that this administration is basically on a learning curve with respect to Iran, is very influenced by some regional countries that are hostile toward Iran, and hopefully the evolution of this administration will occur on the right track, and over time this administration will realize all the important positive behavior that Iran is transpiring the region against terrorism, for regional stability, and so forth.
Okay, Dr. Afrasiabi, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.